Even though it's being sold in stores as oil, lotion, or even in candy form, hemp is currently on the controlled substances list in Florida. But as I report, a petition filed this week requests the state remove the substance from the list. I'm Blaze Ganey. Wednesday, cannabis attorney Michael Minardi filed an administrative lawsuit with the state requesting Attorney General Ashley Moody remove the plant from the Florida Controlled Substances List. Minardi says the petition aligns with the change the federal government made in December to allow hemp.
The federal farm bill gives the states the right to create programs to be able to regulate the production, sale, processing of hemp.
Although the 2018 federal farm bill legalized hemp in the United States, it left it to states to decide whether to grow and how to regulate. Throughout Florida, law enforcement officers have confiscated and seized hemp in the leaf form.
It really makes it so that it's in line with the federal law, and so that law enforcement doesn't have an excuse, you know, to be able to say, well, because this test for THC, this is now cannabis and not hemp.
Minardi is talking about the lab test that law enforcement run to find the potency of a substance. In order to be classified as hemp, the substance cannot have over 0.3 delta-9 THC, the compound that causes euphoria. But that can only be seen after lab work is done, something Minardi agrees makes law enforcement's job a lot harder.
They're dealing with a very difficult issue right now, and the difference of these two plants, and especially when you're dealing with hemp flower, it looks very much like the cannabis flower. I'd really like to get them to understand hemp should be a replacement for cigarettes and tobacco and not a replacement for people wanting to get high.
Currently, there are no quick ways an officer can test for CBD levels in a plant to see if it is or isn't hemp.